Feeding America conducts a yearly meal gap study to help figure out where food insecurity is located and what it looks like in local communities. Feeding America Southwest, Amanda Allen, has more.
One of the unfortunate things that we've seen that is part of the study this year and in past years is the fact that the rate of child food insecurity, so for those under 18, are actually higher than the rates of overall food insecurity.
The study reveals that food insecurity exists in every county in Feeding America Southwest, and that there are many challenges to overcome.
Some folks have access to SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, but there are income requirements there. So if folks make too much money, by the definition of income requirements there, they are not eligible for that nutrition support.
Feeding America says the study should help policymakers, state agencies, corporate partners, food banks, and advocates to develop strategies to fight hunger on a community level. This is the ninth consecutive year of the study. Eddie Smith, WFIR News.